Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
It gives the radio station local personality.
I think that this podcast can really bring everybody together, and they can like get everybody to communicate and kind of talk about like how it is to be like in their sport and do their practices and stuff like that. So I think Inside the Blue Zone is like a great idea.
So this was a great opportunity for KPBS to hear directly from people who live in Imperial Valley.
One's there, families, mom, dad, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles.
What better part of the community than young people?
Welcome to Valley Vibes, your show about culture, arts, and happenings in the Imperial Valley from a youth perspective. I'm Dr. Tom Tacky, the creator and executive producer of Valley Vibes. Today is a very special edition of Valley Vibes, where we will be talking about the three podcast series that Spartan Sound Productions currently creates and produces. So without further ado, let's get started. Hello, welcome to this edition of Valley Vibes, where we will be talking about the podcasts from Spartan Sound Productions. Currently, we are producing three series, including Valley Vibes. The other two are Voices del Valle, produced for KPBS, and Inside the Blue Zone, our own student-athlete podcast. Valley Vibes and Inside the Blue Zone can be found on the Spartan Sound Productions YouTube channel and on Spotify. Voices del Valle can be found on the KPBS website, Spotify, and all the other sites where you find your favorite podcasts. Our podcasting efforts started with students creating short podcasts to submit to the NPR Student Podcast Challenge in 2023. One of our submissions, Male High School Athletes Don't Cry, received an honorable mention. I knew that our students were interested in doing more than just these one-off types of submissions, so I approached Javier Fimbres, the owner and general manager of Power 98, about Central students hosting or producing some kind of show for them. The idea clicked with him, and the result was this show. Valley Vibes debuted in February 2024 and has aired every weekend since, with over 70 episodes produced to date. Okay, well, we would like to welcome Mr. Javier Fimbres to this episode of Valley Vibes. And Javier, you're the owner and general manager of Power 98, correct?
Yes, Dr. T, thanks for having me.
We're really excited about it. You know, we've got our Valley Vibes hosts here, so why don't we all introduce each other and we'll kind of kick this off.
All right. Hi, my name is Luke Caesar.
Hi, I'm Victoria Lozano.
Hi, Luke. Hi, Victoria.
You know, when we started Valley Vibes back in February of 24, it's really interesting where it's gone since then. This opportunity that you provided us has allowed us to really kind of refine things, and we've gone from doing Valley Vibes to doing Inside the Blue Zone to doing a KPBS production. And, you know, we're very grateful for these opportunities.
Dr. T, when, well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for your leadership. And, you know, thinking about this, I think that all radio stations, we have to give back to our community. This is the way, you know, it gives the radio station local personality. And as you know, as much as you are involved as a radio station with the community, I think you are giving back to whatever you're owed to. Because, you know, all radio stations, we're owed to our audiences. And there is like some principle that at least in our company we have is, you know, that think a little bit about audiences' rights. And I think that, you know, it's not just a one-way, you know, type of communication with broadcasting. I think, you know, having a communication that, you know, if we struggle to do that, to go both ways, I think we could, you know, do better things for our community and let people know about the great things that are going on. Now, I really admire your idea, because when you came in to our office with your proposal of doing something, you know, in the high school, I thought that, you know, this is great, because what better part of the community than young people to start putting their voice out. So congratulations to all of you for your great idea of doing this show. I really, you know, have to congratulate you, because you have grown so rapidly. It's been a little bit over a year now. And basically you have three shows going on, right?
Yes, we do. It's crazy the amount of production that they're doing. And, but you know, what's really crazy is the quality of production. And, you know, I think Valley Vibes has a lot to do with, the quality of all of our productions, that the more you do something, the better you get at it. You know, it's like those great musicians that, you know, go out on the road and do those gigs night after night after night for a couple of years. And when they come off the road, they are unreal. So I liken it to that. It's, you know, we're you know, doing a 45-minute, you know, radio show every week. That's considerable production. So,
of course, it's a lot. I mean, I understand the technical part to build the studio, to have, you know, the quality, you know, going on and the recordings and stuff. But what a better way to start off with the Central Union High School Music teacher to do that. That's your expertise, Dr. T. So I guess you didn't have any problem doing that. But the most important part is the content. You know, we can have a low quality presentations, but as long as the content is interesting, there will always be interest in people, you know, listen to it. Of course, we, you know, we like to have things going the best quality, you know, that's available. And I think you reach that, you know, you have control over the quality. And it's very hard to talk or put words to talk for a minute, let alone 45 minutes. So, you know, I the consistency that you guys have shown, you know, is very respectful and something to be admired. It's very hard to produce even a weekly show, you know, is trying to come up with new things, new idea, or new things that are going on that nobody knows about. You know, it's a hard part. And especially in a little bit over 120,000 population city. But, you know, I was amazed of learning with you guys how many things, how much there is, you know, to let people know about other people, especially young people, teens, you know, talents. You have gone through artists that are into music, that are into culture or arts, science, history, everything. So, you know, there's pretty much to talk about year round.
Exactly.
So first off, just want to reiterate that we really appreciate you taking this time to talk with us about the Valley Vibes program. And we also really appreciate that you provide us with the opportunity to air the program on Power 98. We have a couple of questions for you. The first one is, what prompted you to start Valley Vibes on Power 98?
As I mentioned before, we have a certain way of doing business, you know, kind of a philosophy kind of thing. And we must not forget that in any country in the world, a radio license, broadcast license is a of public interest. It's not owned by the, you know, by the private company that's operating a certain frequency in the spectrum. The spectrum is owned by the state. And, you know, so, you know, having said that, there is something, some civil responsibility that a broadcaster carries. So before you guys came in, you know, we're always thinking about what are we going to do for the elderly per se, or, you know, for very young, small children. And, you know, what are we going to do to adults or teens? So, you know, every radio station must think of having in their programming spaces that are dedicated to these demographics, you know, special demographics, especially young people. You know, a radio station is free. You know, people said that everything on the internet is free, but the internet is not free. So as long as you have a radio, you know, you can get radio or even TV signals. You know, that's a free signal. And that's where we still call mass media. Mm-hmm. I mean, internet could be mass, but, you know, to get the masses to hear you or read you is very hard. You have to do a lot of, you know, publicity and marketing on your website or on your podcast to really have those amount of people that, you know, any radio station or any TV station gets in any given time, you know, in their AAA time, what they call, you know, in any day of the year. So, yeah, you guys came in to propose something that was already waiting for you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, another question we have is, what value does Valley Vibes bring to the Valley and to Power 98?
I think that, you know, letting people know what others are doing in the Valley could lead to some betterness of the society. Having young people listen to other experiences of teens, you know, in any field that they, you know, are going, that they have been successful or trying to success in something, is very motivating. And that is the value that Valley Vibes puts into our content. You motivate young people and parents to have their kids, you know, start learning about new things, you know, either culture, arts, science, history, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think Valley Vibes are very good. Is a very good program to motivate young people into doing good things. Get off the streets and get off, you know, drugs and other things that, you know, you want to keep youngsters off.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for answering those questions.
Thank you, guys, and congratulations. I've been hearing you, you know, throughout the last weeks over the air, or maybe the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep up the good job. I think you're doing a great, great, great job. And
thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to.
No. And my recognition to Dr. T for taking this initiative. I think that this is a really great effort from Dr. T. And I'd like to thank also Spartan Sound Productions, whoever that is.
Well, that's us. Yeah, that is us.
So, you know,
it legitimizes us a little bit.
Well, you know, that's as you said, you know, it's putting things up, you know, all the technical things, all the equipment. It's part of a sound production company. So congratulations on that and on your initiative, Dr. T. And thanks Central Union High School for this opportunity.
At the same time that we started Valley Vibes, we had submitted a proposal to KPBS for their Explore Local Content competition. After going through several rounds of competition, we were selected to produce the Voices del Valle podcast series for them. It is an 11-episode series featuring coming-of-age stories from the Imperial Valley. Included in these stories are three celebrities that had graduated from Central Union High School and have gone on to very prestigious careers. These include TV and film actor Donald Logue, smooth jazz recording artist and professor Walter Beasley, and the California Angels Spanish language play-by-play announcer Marco Peralta. One of the amazing things about us being selected by KPBS is that we were the only high school to ever compete, and we did so against professional producers. This says quite a bit about the students of Spartan Sound Productions. In this segment of Valley Vibes, we'll be talking about the Voices del Valle podcast series that we produce for KPBS. We're joined by Nancy Worley, who is the Chief Content Officer at KPBS, where she oversees news and video and audio programming. Welcome, Nancy.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
We're really happy you're here. I'm also joined by our student hosts and producers of Voices del Valle episodes. We have...
Hello, I'm Angela Sanchez.
I'm Destiny Garibaldi.
Hi, hello, I'm Mitzel Martinez. First off, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about Voices del Valle and the relationship that has been built between KPBS and Central Union High School.
It's been great. I'm so proud of what all of the students accomplished last year, and I look forward to more in the future. Making the decision to work with the Central High was so easy. It was like one of those pitches that we got that got everybody in the room excited, especially to hear from high school students, which was even more exciting to me. So
that's amazing. I really thought that it really stood out to me too. Knowing the fact that we were going to be recognized, especially from such a small town. When I used to live in Arizona for a few years when growing up, and when I would say I'm from Imperial Valley, nobody would know where that was, and I would kind of say it's kind of little before you hit San Diego. And so this podcast was super, super exciting to know about. But Voices of the Valley was selected through the KPBS Explore Local Content Program. How do you think Voices del Valle fits that program, especially since we are a high school class that was competing against professionals at the time to be selected?
Well, it was a great opportunity. Even though it's the Explore San Diego initiative, KPBS reaches the Imperial Valley, and we reach audiences out in your area that, you know, we do have a reporter that covers Imperial Valley, but he goes back and forth between San Diego. So this was a great opportunity for KPBS to hear directly from people who live in Imperial Valley and share their stories. So we hadn't ever gotten a pitch like that before. And it was just exciting to us to be able to showcase the stories of Imperial Valley through the eyes of high school students. You know, I grew up in San Diego. I've driven through Imperial Valley many times. Since working with you all, the last time I drove through there, I was like, oh, I know people out here. It really kind of excites me to hear from high school students about the perspective of growing up there. And I think our audiences value hearing all the stories from people in the Southern California region. You know, you're part of us, so to speak.
What other values does Voices del Valle bring to KPBS and its podcast listeners?
Well, I think there is, and this was definitely highlighted in the podcast, about how the vibes in the valley are different than San Diego. And you hear that loud and clear. And I love it. It's exciting. I love, I also think the pride that you all take in where you're from is infectious. And so thinking about how KPBS as a public service, public media organization, we really feel strongly about representing all the voices of people in all of our communities. And so this is another way of doing that. And it's through the perspective of high school students that are growing up in the Valley. So it was a really a perfect extension of that.
And, you know, I think we want our listeners to know that in addition to us producing these podcasts, I mean, the mentorship that you all have provided the students has been really appreciated. That during this process, KPBS brought their producers and technicians down to do a workshop with us at Central for a day. And then in the spring, we all went up to KPBS studios and toured that facility and utilized those recording studios. And it's been a really amazing partnership. I mean, students have, taken so much more than just telling their stories away from all of this. It's been great.
Yeah, and our port of entry team in particular was so excited to work with the students. You know, their podcast is about living on the border and the culture of living on a border town. So it was a perfect fit.
Oh, you know, it is. It's perfect.
And they are so proud of the work that they did with you all. And I was there when you came to KPBS, and I love now hearing the voices of the students that I got to meet in that process. And, you know, a lot of you were a little shy and didn't really, you know, want to speak up, but hearing the results and the podcast, I'm so proud of everything that the students did. And I just love listening to it.
And we have some really interesting stories for season two. You know, they're starting to emerge. There's going to be some pretty big name guests that'll come out of it as well. But, you know, the process is going to be much more refined, I think. And it's been great working on this. So, Nancy, I really appreciate your time. I know that, you know, you're extremely busy and with everything that KPBS and NPR has been going through in the last couple of months, and we're just so happy to be, you know, part of the team, if only in a small part. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And this is, again, you know, in spite of the financial challenges that the whole public media system in the United States is going through, this is exactly why public media is so important. That we're here to share the stories of the people that live in our region. And this is a perfect example of why public media is so valuable. And we look forward to more seasons of Voices de Valle in the future.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nancy.
And here's a trailer for the Voices del Valle series. In it, you will hear snippets from each of the episodes.
You're from where?
El Centro to everywhere. We're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
It's a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
This season on Voices del Valle, we sit down with local teens and big names like actor Donald Logue, jazz artist Walter Beasley, and sports broadcaster Marco Peralta to talk about growing up right here in the Valley.
Everyone has their own story to tell,
their own journey to follow,
and their own dreams to pursue.
Today, we are diving into these stories.
And it's like a little family you make.
We are talking about everything that makes the Valley fun.
It's that fear of being alone.
Yes,
that
definitely.
Fear of being so just left like nothing.
Yeah.
Why can't it be you? Why can't it be you?
Yeah.
Right? It's gonna be somebody, why not you?
I'm from a small town that maybe no one ever heard of, wherever I'm going, but I'm gonna make an impact.
Man, we were little men, and well, we were kids playing grown music.
Our story isn't just about recounting scores and routines, it's about the stories behind the triumphs.
even though none of our stories are the same and they're all very different and we all shared different experiences.
And my brother had just been born, so we were living in a very small apartment.
For my brother and me, homelessness was everywhere, going from house to house, ending up in a hotel room with a brave single mom.
So I walked into the classroom, I stood up on a chair, and I said, yes, I'm pregnant.
You stood up on a chair?
Yes.
Like really, like
the like rookie. I got up and I went like this into the class and I said, I'm pregnant, okay? I'm pregnant.
We are finding cool stuff to do and proving there's way more to this place than just heat and dust.
Stay for halftime. Don't go to the snack bar.
But our story isn't just about struggle. It's about hope, compassion, and the power of the community.
We all complain about like, oh, I don't want to go to practice, but like...
Before he passed, he said something. He said, Walter, you know, we had you prepared for the world before you even left El Centro.
Those are the decisions that you make that are really changing the path of your life, because all of us have an excuse, and especially now with the internet and stuff, we all have an excuse not to get outside and be part of something.
Guess who's back? Back again. Pedro's back, girlfriend. And he would just get so mad at you.
But the real question is this just a pit stop, or is this where your story actually starts?
So if you've ever said, there's nothing to do here, stick around because we're about to change your mind.
Fresh voices, bold stories, made in the valley.
Voices del Valle. We hope you join us as we explore our coming-of-age stories from the Imperial Valley, coming soon from KPBS.
While it would seem that Valley Vibes and Voices del Valle might be more than enough podcasts to produce, Spartan Sound Productions had one more that needed to be done, Inside the Blue Zone. This is a student podcast that differs from the others in that it is a student-athlete podcast that is centered around the various sports and seasons that are part of the daily lives of our students.
Hey, everybody. It's your host from Inside the Blue Zone. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Julian.
And we're here with our school's athletic director, Mr. Ponce. If you could introduce yourself, please.
Hey, good morning, guys. My name is Gabriel Ponce. I am the athletic director here at Central Union. This is going into my second year, so needless to say, I'm very excited about the school year.
Perfect. We really appreciate your time. We know you're busy. So from our understanding that you're the original idea of Inside the Blue Zone, so like, what really led you like to pitch the idea to Dr. Tacky to like put this onto Spartan Sound Productions?
You know, so when I first came on board last year, Dr. Tacky just happened to be walking by the office, and when I saw him, you know, it kind of brought back old memories. I don't know if you guys are aware, but Dr. Tacky was my principal in junior high.
No, that's cool.
So it was kind of nice seeing a familiar face, you know, from Hopeville here at Central. So, you know, we kind of got to talking, you know, and figuring out, you know, what we've been up to the past several years. You know, I hadn't seen him since roughly about 2005 or 4.
Oh, wow.
It had been about 20 years since I had last seen him. So we got to talking, you know, and he mentioned, you know, that he was either already working on a podcast or wanting to start one, you know. And then I recently, you know, I've been pretty big into podcasts, especially, you know, sports shows. Every morning, you know, I try to throw something on, whether it be First Take, you know, or Colin Sexton on The Herd, or, you know, just any kind of show in the morning, you know, sports-related. So I kind of pitched to him, like, hey, you know, how hard would it be if you wanted to do one kind of centered around the student-athletes here at Central? You know, being a student-athlete, you know, it's a lot more than just, you know, going to practice and playing in the game. You know, you have to balance out schoolwork, practice times, your social life. You know, it's a lot deeper than most people would think.
Yeah.
You know, so I really wanted to be able to shine, you know, some of that light and let people know, you know, what it is to what it feels like to be a student athlete, you know, at a big school like Central.
No, yeah, I definitely feel like being a student athlete here at Central has like a greater meaning than like at another school, because I feel like here you're just so supported by like your coaches, your staff, your community. And I don't know, I just feel like it's one of the best feelings in the world.
I think that everybody here, like, at Central, it's just everybody's so involved. And so kind of, like, bringing this podcast, and it kind of just really brings all the sports together, you know? Like, I'm not so sure, but I'm, like,
I don't think football and tennis are going to be best friends, you know, but I think that this podcast can really bring everybody together and they can like get everybody to communicate and kind of talk about like how it is to be like in their sport and do their practices and stuff like that. So I think Inside the Blue Zone is like a great idea.
You know, and that was kind of, you know, some of the main principles as to why I wanted to do it, you know. You go to a Central football game, you know, and it's packed. You know, you have hundreds of people there. You know, everyone's there, families, mom, dad, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, you name it, they're there, you know. And then you go, you know, to a tennis match and you may only have, you know, a handful of parents.
Yeah.
You know, you go to golf and you may not have any parents, you know, at a golf match. You know, but, you know, the amount of effort and time the kids put into it, it's, you know, it's no less than the same time the football guys put in. You know, tennis is out there, you know, every day when it's hot, you know, practicing, getting better. Same as football, same as cross country, you know. So I think the podcast allows us to kind of, you know, see into the world of the tennis player, the cheerleader, the golf player. You know, they can kind of
recognize everybody more.
Yeah, they kind of get to talk about, you know, their daily struggles, you know.
Yeah.
I mentioned last year, you know, cross country gets up and starts running at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know, all of us are still, you know, in bed at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're already out there running, practicing, trying to beat the heat. You know, so that's not something, you know, that the average student knows, you know, but because of the podcast, you know, they're able to shine light on some of that. You know, and like I said, it allows us to have an understanding, you know, for some of those students, their sport and their love of the game, you know, and hopefully it'll allow other people to want to try out for those sports and encourage others to want to be a part of those sports.
And like you mentioned, like cross country, waking up super early and beating the heat. And I think beating the heat, like being an athlete here in the Valley is such a, like, it's so much different from being an athlete from over the mountains in San Diego and LA and stuff like that. Yes, it gets hot, and like sometimes, I mean, like they're not going to want to practice over there and they think it's hot at 85 degrees, you know, but here 120 degrees, it's crazy. You have full gear football practice, you know. So I think beating the heat is just, it's just so much different being an athlete here in the Valley.
Yeah, and I feel like you really have to have a strong mentality for that. So I feel like that really helps our athletes too, you know, having to build that strong mentality, to have that strong physical work ethic. And, yeah, I think it's just different here.
You know, and another big thing is, you know, it kind of shines some light into the culture here at Central. You know, the athletic culture, the student body culture, it's different. You know, I came from Hopeville where, you know, the high school only has about 500 students. You know, and out of those 500 students, you maybe have like 100 that play, you know, multiple sports. You know, and there's really not any one game in particular that the community kind of gets excited for.
Yeah.
You know, here at Central, you know, we have the city championship game, you know, where the entire city of El Centro is going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're wearing your purple and gold or your blue and white, you know, it's for the city of El Centro. You know, we obviously have the Bell game. You know, that's the most talked about game, you know, in the Valley, you know. As soon as the football schedules come out, you know, that's the game everyone's looking for. What day is it? Where is it at? You know, and how can I get in? You know, so experiencing that culture, experiencing that hype, experiencing that here on a bigger level, it's second to none,
yeah.
You know. So being able to let our listeners in into some of that, you know, I think it allows, again, the community just to feel like they're a part of this, because they are.
Yeah.
You know, the community makes the school. The community makes the sports teams. Mm-hmm. You know, so allowing them to see, you know, the impact that sports have on the daily lives of our kids is huge.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. And, like, also, like, what value or values you think Inside the Blue Zone does for athletics here at Central? Because I know athletics here are, like, a huge part of Central's name.
You know, the biggest one for me, you know, is the face-to-face interaction. You know, we live in a world now where technology has kind of taken over and has kind of eliminated a lot of that. You know, just walking through campus, you know, most of the kids, you know, are walking, you know, looking down into their phone.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you want to have a conversation with your friend, you're going to text them or you're going to send them a Snapchat. You know, late at night, you know, you might hop on the game together and you're talking to them, you know, gaming online. You know, that face-to-face interaction, you know, something as simple as shaking their hand when they walk in, hey, how you doing? You know, some of that is becoming, you know, a lost art. You know, so having this Blue Zone, you know, podcast allows you guys to have that face-to-face interaction. You know, it kind of forces you guys to work as a team. You know, both of you guys are here hosting this. You know, who knows? Maybe you guys were friends growing up. Maybe you weren't. Maybe you guys just met, you know, on the first day of school. You know, but here you are now working together, having to communicate, having to feed off one another to be able to put on, you know, this great production. You know, so that's kind of the biggest value for me. It's teaching kids, you know, how to speak to one another face-to-face, how to have disagreements respectfully face-to-face. You know, the nature of podcasts sometimes turns into a debate.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not always going to agree. You know, we're always going to have different opinions, different views, different values. And we have to learn, you know, how it is to voice our disagreement with one another without being disrespectful, without being rude. Yeah. You know, and I think this podcast allows us to do that. You know, we can talk about which sport is harder than the other. Which sport is bigger than the other? Which sport is more popular? And we're probably not going to agree on some of those topics.
Yeah.
You know, but it's important to be able to have that conversation, that discussion of, look, this is what I think and here's why. You know, and then you can voice your opinion. Well, I think this and here's why. You know, and at the end of the day, once the podcast is over, you know, we're still Spartans.
Yeah.
You know, we still represent the same school. We're still going to wear, you know, the blue and white with pride.
Yeah,
you know, so to me, it's very important that we learn, you know, how to communicate, how to share our emotions, and how to be able to have disagreements in a positive manner amongst one another.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think when we come into this room and we come around this table, we have a nice, friendly conversation, and it's just raw, and it's just student athletes having a nice conversation with each other. You know, everything's not so formal, and it's not so scripted, and it's kind of just to let your feelings out. You know, I feel like some people, being a student athlete is really mental, you know. It's a big, your mental part of it is a big aspect in it. And I feel like you can come into this room and you can kind of talk to other athletes and discuss how you're feeling and how you cope with it, kind of. And I think it's just a great thing.
Yeah, I also feel like student athletes really get to be heard in this aspect, like from inside the Blue Zone. Like, I feel like it could also like encourage other people, like other student athletes, because I know being a student athlete, sometimes, you know, you take in a lot of mental stuff. And I feel like this is really good to be able to try and, like, put yourself out there and, like, people experience what it is to be a high school student athlete, you know?
Yeah, definitely, you know, and it's one of those deals where I think this podcast hasn't even reached its full potential yet.
No, I definitely agree.
You know, I think that the host from last year, you know, Davion and Nathan, did a good job kind of setting that foundation. You guys are coming in here and building off of what they left behind. And I'm hoping, you know, for the years to come, you know, our next year's host and the host to follow can take it, you know, a step further, you know, hopefully leaving it better than they found it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that Dr. Tacky and I have talked about has been, you know, adding the video aspect to it. Mm-hmm. You know, because we share the podcast, you know, via YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice to be able to have, you know, that video aspect to it where people can actually see the interaction.
Yeah.
People can see the production, you know, just being able to visualize it and hear it, you know, are kind of two different things. You know, it's one thing to just hear the conversation.
Yeah.
But when you can see the interaction, you can see the emotion, you can see, you know, the interaction that we have amongst one another. You know, I just think it adds to it, you know, and it makes it more engaging and more exciting for the listeners.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming out. I know it took some of your time, but thank you so much.
We really appreciate your time, Mr. Ponce. Thank you.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of Valley Vibes that covered all of the podcasts created and produced by Spartan Sound Productions. You can find Valley Vibes and Inside the Blue Zone on Spotify and on the Spartan Sound Productions YouTube channel. You can find Voices Del Valle on the KPBS website and Spotify or all of your other favorite podcast hosting sites. Please listen to them. Tell your friends, tell your family and colleagues about the great work that is being done at Central Union High School.
This program was produced and brought to you by Spartan Sound Productions. Special thanks to our guests Javier Fimbres from Power 98 FM, Nancy Worley from KPBS, Gabriel Ponce from Central Union High School, and our COHS student podcast hosts and producers Luke, Victoria, Mason, Angela, Mitzel, and Destiny. Thanks also to Dr. Thomas Tacky, creator and executive producer of Spartan Sound Productions, the administration of Central Union High School, Mr. Javier Fimbres, and Power 98 for hosting us, and to you, the listeners.